Eu quero tchutchá, tchá, tchutchá, tchá, tchá, tchá. Já cantei barabará, já cantei berê, berê, já cantei o tchutchá, tchá, pra você fizer lelê.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Live with Body Pal. Finally making it back on the air. Got my buddy Gary, the co-host. He's back too. How are you, man?
Doing well, man. How are you? How's everyone? Oh,
wonderful. So glad you're back with us, man. And my special guest for the evening, a long time wonderful supporter of the channel, is Ken with SSK Promo. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I am good. How are we doing tonight? Good to be on with you, Adam. And Gary, first time meeting you other than in chat. So good to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine.
I do appreciate you so much, Ken, for joining us tonight. We're going to have a great time getting to know Ken, catching up with Gary, see what all is going on with him. And of course, he doesn't let any of the guests of the watchers down as he's lighting his cigar.
That's right.
For the evening to get it started.
May or may not have the World Series on the TV as well. Go Braves.
Go Braves. They didn't destroy last night, but man, started off with a home run.
I know.
Woo!
First time ever in World Series history, which is like the leadoff batter in the first game hit a home run. I'm stunned that as long as the World Series has been going on, that's never happened.
That is crazy.
And it happened last night.
That is crazy. I appreciate everybody joining us in the chat tonight as well. We got Jimmy, Dark County Picker. How are you, buddy? And here's a new name for me. I'm going to mess that name up. Joan Lucero. I apologize if I messed that up. Thank you, Joan, for joining us. Another new name. K Circa 25. Is that Jill?
Yeah.
Jill. I recognize the face. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jill. Jimmy, Old School Flips, how are you, buddy? How you doing, my friend? And Jimmy, look at that. Beard is looking good. It is. Ken, let's talk about that for a minute. He's talking about your beard. What you getting your beard shaped up for?
Well, I'm growing my Santa beard for this year. Every year I usually grow it out longer. And last year was the first time I actually went the full thing, and I bleached it out, my hair, my eyebrows, the whole beard, to do some Santa. Mostly I do it just to get smiles and stuff at Christmas time when I'm out at the stores. And, you know, if I get a Merry Christmas or a big smile, especially from the little kids, I always carry a pouch full of candy canes. And anybody I get a smile from gets a candy cane and a Merry Christmas. So this is
they got a smile for the candy cane, right?
Yes.
Do you do the sit down in a chair for the kids to come tell you what they want for Christmas? Do you do that?
I have a couple of times. I actually just booked my first Santa gig, my real first Santa gig, I guess. Just yesterday, I'm going to do Santa Clausing for the kids, sit in a chair, see what they want, take pictures. A few years back, I did one at the local PetSmart where folks came in, brought their pets in.
Their pets for Santa Claus. That's hilarious, man. But,
mostly it's just for me to kind of spread Christmas cheer. And I was showing you earlier here, this is last year, all
that
out, so it's
looking
fun.
Good.
I do it for fun, like I say, just to bring smiles and spread Christmas cheer.
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome.
That's totally awesome. So, then since I have you and you're probably the only Santa Claus that I know, do you know the real Santa Claus? Like, do you get the messages back to Santa Claus?
Well, definitely. Everything gets back to the big guy, so he knows what the kids want. I do when I am in the full suit. Mm-hmm. I take it very seriously.
I love that.
You
go full tilt all the way. Stay in character, man.
You can't. You can't ruin that. It's a good thing for kids and so I take it very serious.
Absolutely, you do. Okay, Rachel Strickland's in the house. How are you, Rachel? Thanks for joining us. give you a little Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus emoji. Thanks for coming out, everybody. If you got any questions for Ken, you want to know something more about him, just throw it in the chat. We're definitely going to have a regular interview type style with Ken. I got a lot of questions that I have been thinking of since I met you, since I saw you and I first really met you face to face in June. In Cincinnati. We're going to talk reselling, but we're also going to talk, you know, get to know Ken type stuff. So I don't have any of those lightning round questions for you, but I do have one I've been itching to ask you. I've meant to ask you, but I just didn't remember to. And that is the origin behind your YouTube name, SSK Promo. What is that?
SSK Promo is, the SSK part actually stands for Sideshow Ken. I'm a guy that just likes to spread laughter and cheer and kind of got that Sideshow Ken. And it also, way back in the day when you'd play video games and you get a high score, you put your name in and it's usually just three characters. And I always use SSK. Going forward from that, I used to play in a band, played drums in a band. And after I was kind of done playing, I started to do promotion for local bands, getting them gigs at local bars and events. And so that came the promotional or the promo part. And since kind of everything was already set up with SSK and stuff, it just went SSK Promo.
Yeah.
And when I started YouTube channel and all my emails, since it was already there in place, I wasn't going to change it all. So that is SSK Promo.
Take me back to the video game store days when I would be dropped off in middle school at the mall and just spend the whole like afternoon in the video in the arcade.
That was at Diamond Gyms, Adam.
That was it. Diamond
Gyms. Yeah.
Peachtree Mall. Yes.
That's right. Here in beautiful Columbus, Georgia.
our place was called Gameland. Original.
Right.
I love it. Jill says, you are an amazing Santa Claus. I, if you will, post any pictures you get on Instagram when the time comes. I'd love to see this year's
Santa Claus. I will do that. I plan on doing some videos of the actual coloring of the beard and the kind of the making of Santa when we get to probably that weekend after Thanksgiving. I will actually do the bleaching and stuff. So I want to incorporate that in a video and kind of bring everybody along on the journey.
Okay. So moving along to the other things you've incorporated in your videos that I was hoping to get a little bit of history lesson from you about is your last name Bill? Where does the Mr. Bill come into play?
Yes. Bill is my last name. So okay. It just seemed the appropriate icon and character to use as my little thumbnails and stuff. So
yes. Yep. I will admit, when I saw your thumbnail, it didn't click with me, the Saturday Night Live skit. And I see him behind you on your picture table.
Yep.
But then I think you posted something in one of your videos I watched. It was a snippet of the SNL clip. And it immediately took me back to like the 90s with the Mr. Bill clip. So that is awesome. I love that. We got, look at that. We got Brittany from Flips Finds Funds. Mrs. Flips up in here. Thanks, Brittany, for joining us tonight. Wyatt's showing up. Yo, 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 what's up? Rewilder Reselling. Appreciate you, man. Don't forget, if you got any questions for Ken, anything you want to know about reselling or him in general, just throw it in the chat and we'll make sure to ask it tonight. So last name's Bill. Made sense. Perfect, I think. Let somebody with all the marketing money come up with the best way to market for you, right?
Exactly.
But then it leads me to your infamous friend. I'm assuming he's your friend. Maybe he's your arch enemy or your alias, Mr. El Luchadork. Where did this character come from?
The Dorker. Yeah. Just quick story. I've always, when I watched wrestling from when I was young, I was always fascinated with the masked wrestlers, Mil Máscaras and Superstar and Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2 and just always like that. Where the mask came into play, about 10 years ago or so, we had taken a trip to Cancun down to in Mexico, and we were in a shop that had tons of wrestling masks. Uh-huh. And I have to have one of those. It's been my dream. And so what was funny, we came back into the country and, you know, you go through customs and you have to declare what you brought in, and everybody else in our group had silver and vanilla and all these things. I had one thing that I brought back was that wrestling mask. But
it's hilarious.
Again, much like the Santa thing, I use it to just get smiles and laughs and a character, you know, I'll wear it around from time to time. And just when I'm driving around and just when you're sitting at a stoplight and you just, you just get big smiles. Or I went to visit a friend in the hospital, had his gallbladder removed, and I, doctor's coat, stethoscope, El Luchador mask, and walking through the hospital, and you get a bunch of smiles, but nobody ever asks, you know, excuse me, can I help you?
Just act like you're supposed to be there. So
I think when I walked in the room, I think he split his stitches open, but but I do it. It's just something fun that I do with the mask, and I got the cape, and you know, I had put out a video earlier where I did some yard sailing as El Luchador.
I saw that. That was great. You got so many head turns on that one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun doing that. So it, again, it's just something to spread smiles and laughter, and that's a goal of mine for sure.
I knew hearing that story, I know there's a reason why we click so well, because Gary can attest to this. I wear costumes every year at Halloween at work, and it doesn't matter what it is. I just stay in character the whole day through. It just, if you don't play the character, it ain't worth dressing up.
That's right. And everybody's got their aliases, right, Adam?
That's right. Everybody does.
Everybody has their aliases. So
Josh is up in here, the real F3. What's up, buddy? What's up, guys? And he says, Gary's back with the cigar. Yes, that's right.
In black.
Jill says Ken is a one-man carnival. Definitely so. Definitely so. SSK
carnival waiting to happen.
Absolutely. I believe it. Tell you a real quick story, because you talked about customs. You'll probably get a trip out of this. When I was in ninth grade, my family went on a cruise to like the Bahamas with two other families, and coming back through customs, my dad, while we were gone, had bought one of those fake Bahama or Nassau hats that was like bright pink and had a fake ponytail coming out the back. And mom told him, pack it in the bag, pack it in the bag. Don't wear that thing through customs. Just put it in the bag. And sure enough, he wore it through customs. And I'll be darned if we were not the only people who was stopped at customs and checked every single bag that we had on that trip. They went through everything. There wasn't a secret that we could have kept. Jeez. It was crazy, man. Absolutely nuts. So did they stop you at customs or ask or question it in any way?
They didn't really question it. Just, you know, you kind of declare those things and kind of went right on through. But just kind of.
But if you had worn it, they would have stopped you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But next trip.
That's awesome, man. That's absolutely awesome. Oh, man. Gary, what you been up to lately, man? Don't tell us anything about the movie, but you've seen the 007 movie, right?
The day it came out, yes. I had tickets reserved for weeks, and I had to dodge so many spoilers on the internet. It was funny. I didn't even watch the last probably two or three trailers they put out, because I was trying to go into the movie with absolutely no assumptions at all. You know, it's sort of fresh to me. I saw it. So, really liked it. Really, really liked it. Everybody, if you're a Bond fan, even if you're not, you should definitely go see it.
So. I could imagine you trying to avoid spoilers on the internet.
Hard.
I mean, you are no Facebook Gary anyway. But
I am.
I can imagine you with headphones on so you can't hear anything, blinders on so you can't see anything, and like pinholes in your glasses.
I tell you what, having to dodge all the stuff on social media, you know, because there are some people that will just, I don't think they're doing it maliciously, but they just don't think before they say, you know, I can't believe this happened, or I can't believe this was a thing. And, you know, and you're like, come on, stop, give it a week. And on top of that, in the UK, it gets released about a week earlier than it does in the United States. And so
everybody
so,
over there knows.
Yeah. If it got released the same day, I would have been there opening night and wouldn't have had to do that. And I feel bad if you're in Australia, well, for multiple reasons, but for this one, you know, they don't get it for like another 20 days or something like that. So
somebody will have it pirated and they'll be able to watch it at home before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You've seen any movies recently, Ken? Have you ventured out into the movies yet in the world of today?
I have not gone to the theater. Basically, I just sit and watch all the Hallmark Christmas movies right now. That's pretty much what I'm doing, but not at the theater. I love to go to the theater. I'm not sure if I love to go to the theater or if I just love theater popcorn. So I'm a big popcorn.
It doesn't taste the same anywhere else. It just doesn't.
I have tried to duplicate it and just no substitute.
I'm just going to have to chalk another one up on my, I'm weird and not like anybody else because the popcorn in general, I'm not a big popcorn fan, like the regular butter pink popcorn, but I love the caramel popcorn or the flavored popcorn. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes. Hey, Adam. So whenever the new Matrix movie comes out, you and I have got to go see that in IMAX.
Let's do it.
All right,
let's do it.
My wife has only seen one of the Matrix films, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Like,
she better watch them all before that movie.
Just finding this out. So
I've got them. If she needs to borrow them,
oh, I do too. I do too. I may force her to watch them.
That is probably my number one movie is the Matrix. Not necessarily the whole trilogy is my favorite, but that Matrix is my number one favorite movie.
It's in my top 10 of my favorite movies of all time for sure.
I don't like the Rachel says I don't like the theater popcorn. It's wet with butter. I think that's what they like about it, Rachel. But
can't have too much.
Yeah. I think the butter is what makes it the movie popcorn.
I'll say, but you're right. It's the vehicle for the butter. Yeah.
Rachel, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Oh, shots fired! Shots fired! All right, Ken. Let's jump into a little bit of reselling questions for you, real quick. I want to ask you, what is your least preferred things to source and resell on whatever platform you resell on? What is your least preferred thing? What do you stay away from?
I stay away from glassware.
Yeah. Mostly, why?
Although I still seem to acquire glassware, which is something I can't pass up. Just the shipping of that seems to be difficult. I don't do a lot of clothing. I saw you mentioning this the other day, how you steer away from clothing, but somehow I seem to end up with clothing. Probably stay away from glassware the most.
I know there's got to be some packing tips and tricks and stuff like that, and I've listened to a lot. But I've sold maybe 4 glass things and 2 of them have broken. So
yeah, I had a broken one recently as well. I don't know what they could have done to the package. That I could have ran over it with a tank here at the house, but somehow it ended up being broken when it got there.
Have either one of you ever been V-road for any reason or another? Like that, you know, if you're not sure what Vero is, anybody listening, it's basically when you put something that's, say, copywritten or a company says it's not your property to resell, and eBay strikes you for it and takes it down. You ever had a Vero for anything?
I have not.
Well, that's good.
When
good
I first
you.
Started selling, I did list one of the Beachbody P90Xs, which I know is and I didn't know it was a Vero'd item. I really didn't even know about Vero's, but the thing sold in an hour.
So maybe fast, right?
On, and then I found out later that could have caused me an issue, but no, I've been fortunate not to get a strike.
Gary, have you ever had a Vero'd item before?
I did actually recently. Do you remember when we went shopping at that one, Amazon return store in Auburn. I picked up it was a card game, and it was basically like sort of like Cards Against Humanity, except it was Cards Against Muggles. It was a Harry Potter game. And apparently it was one of those items, because you know, it was up there for about a week. And then it got struck down, and I thought, okay, that's odd. And so
that is weird.
It was, and so I guess maybe they considered it counterfeit as well. Maybe it was a non-licensed product, and that's why. I ended up just giving it away to a friend of ours who's a big Harry Potter fan. I was like, hey, early Christmas. So, you know, there you go. But yeah, it was odd. And that's the only time I've ever had something like that done.
I've had one or two before. My friend at work bought this navigation SD card for a Mazda car. Okay. At one of those Amazon bins. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just plug it in. It's just a maps memory card. Mm-hmm. And she had it pulled, and she's only on eBay, and they had it Vero'd and pulled off of her store. So it cost her 50 cents. She gave it to me because I sell on Facebook and Mercari as well. Hmm. So, I mean, I've never heard of Mercari pulling Vero'd items, but I could be mistaken on that. So we'll see what happens with that. And I got it listed for about $50 right now. Hasn't had a lot of traction, but for 50 cents, you can't really go wrong, even if you only sell it for $15. So.
Very true.
Yep. And Rachel said, you can have her popcorn and you can still be friends. Isn't she so nice? Okay, so what about your favorite thing about reselling, Ken? What are the items that you just can't help but pick up every time you see it?
I pick up way too much plush items. I love to sell plush. I've made really good money off some pieces, but a lot of it is just that bread and butter. You're making that $10, $12, $15 profit on something that you're picking up for 50 cents a dollar most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I forget how many tubs of plush that I have unlisted and how many that are listed, but that seems to be my weak spot. I seem to pick them up every time I'm at a thrift store or a yard sale.
I could see anybody drowning in an ocean of plush if you don't get it listed, because it's usually cheap, right?
Yes.
50 cents to a dollar, yes. Usually. And I've got three big lawn garbage bags full of plush unlisted in my garage. I'm thinking about getting together with somebody. There was Jovi and Ella had talked to me about having a plush auction. So if we ever get one spinning up and you want to participate, I'll see if you want to do that. So a plush auction might be in our future. But then again, you know, if you're in a plush auction, Ken, you can't buy it. You know, even though it's one of your favorite things to buy, you're not supposed to buy the plush or auction.
I counted recently. We had a yard sale a couple weeks ago, and uh-huh. I sold a lot of just the common plush that you know weren't really listable, just to move them along. But right. I had 27 tubs of plush. Like
wow, Ken.
It's just
unlisted.
That's listed and unlisted.
I feel better for you now.
There's about a dozen of them that are listed, but all the rest are just got to get on it.
I hope the yard sale moved it for you.
Oh yeah. I sold a ton of them, most of them to get my money back. But, mm-hmm. I had done a really big plush buy at my Goodwill bins, at one point where I only had about 5.5 cents a piece in all of them. Even selling them at the yard sale at 50 cents, you know, you're 10 times your money right there of all profit. So,
yeah, that's very true. Make sure to count that half a cent. That adds up depending on how much you got. Switching gears a little bit, non-reselling related. I'm very curious. I don't know. You may have been in the military or something like that, but I'm curious, what's the farthest you've ever traveled away from home? And I know if you were ever in the military, that tends to get you farther away from home. So what's the farthest you've ever traveled away from home, Ken?
Probably that trip to Cancun that we went. Mm-hmm. I have been out to the West Coast to San Diego. I live in Ohio, so that's pretty much all the way across the country.
Why did Jill start laughing at that question?
I'm not much of a traveler. Uh-huh. I used to be years ago, and then a experience driving across the country in the winter and was just not a good experience for me. And so I have a lot of built up anxieties about traveling.
Okay.
But yeah, probably either down to, I don't know which is further, Cancun, Mexico, or West Coast. But
Cancun, yeah. Mexico, because it's not in the 48 states. So let's say Cancun, Mexico.
Okay.
I had a bad experience, he says. So, all right. Good deal.
First night, I had some bad sausage at the Little America in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was sick for the rest of the trip.
Man.
And it was the worst snow across the country with the worst fog and no place to stop. And we'll just leave the story at that.
Man alive. But, and you're in the Ohio region, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, in Ohio.
Cool deal. Cool deal. So let's get into some of the basics. How long have you been reselling?
I have been reselling year and a half or so. I think February of 2020 was when I first started. And so whatever that is.
She's not laughing at your trauma, she says. I think the question, she just knew why. She just knew what the answer was going to be.
So, February of 2020 is when I started reselling. Yep,
that's right. And what platforms are you on? eBay only or what?
Primarily, yeah, just eBay. I do sell some bigger items and stuff on Facebook Marketplace just for as local pickup, things that either I don't want to ship or whatever kind of fits that category. But, 98% of the stuff I sell is on eBay.
Good deal. And this is part-time for you, right?
It is full-time.
I'm sorry. I remembered that wrong.
I have always been full-time since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So
good deal. And so you said you started February 2020. What was it, pandemic related, if I could ask, that kind of got you into the whole reselling game?
Long story short, I had worked for a company for 32 years I had worked my way from the very bottom up to general manager of four locations. And due to a change in ownership, the situation just wasn't going to work out for me. That was in August of 2019. I've always been a little stingy and miserly and very good with my money. So I decided just to leave. And
you ended that sentence better than I thought you were going to say, because you said stingy and miserly. And I was like, no, not again. And then you said with your money, I was like, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And so, I thought it through and had the means to be able to leave with basically without a plan. Mm-hmm. I had decided I would take off basically the rest of 2019. And when we got to 2020, I thought, well, I'll figure out what to do from here.
You picked it up. And there.
I had some friends that were also resellers. And they said, hey, you got to give this a try. And one day, kind of January, I sat down and I typed into Google how to sell on eBay. And there was just this whole community and this wealth of information. And I studied videos for a month and a half and just learning the processes and learning the types of items. And then most people just gathered stuff around the house, things that I thought I could sell, and started listing, and then started sourcing at the local thrift stores. And then, yard sale season hit, and just once you had that first cha-ching, it's like, I'm never going to work for anybody again.
Make your own cha-ching money.
Do you remember what the first thing you sold was?
I do. It was a pair of Nike Trout baseball cleats that I had bought for $1 at the Salvation Army. And I think they only sold for like around $18 or so. Mm-hmm. But it's like $1 and
into $18. Yeah.
And, you take out your taxes and fees and all of that stuff. And, you're $14, $15 profit. And then after that first cha-ching and, being diligent about listing, It just kind of took off. And then the pandemic hit, which, you know, a lot of people were buying online. And I was fortunate enough to have a friend that loved to do puzzles. And he had stacks of puzzles. And he just said, hey, if you want them, you take them and sell them. And, you know, it's almost
easy to get rid of puzzles at that time.
The cha-ching was like my ringtone, I think, at that point, going off so much. And just, you know, really during that early part when it could have been bad, it was really, really good for me. And just been chugging away at it ever since.
Good deal. I'm glad you landed on your feet with that. I want to say hey to Angelo. Thanks for coming out tonight. Go Braves. Woo! That's right. If anybody's got an update on the score, you can type it in the chat. That's fine with me. So the whole eBay thing, that leads me to a very particular moment in my show that many, many, many people come out here to watch, and that is my games. So everybody get ready for a game, because here it is. We're going to play a game called More or Less. We're basically, Gary and Ken are going to be going head-to-head. I'm going to show five items and describe them, but I've covered up the sold listing price. And these are indeed sold listings. They're not active listings. This isn't some random out-of-the-world price somebody's asking for. They're actually sold listings. And Gary, I did look ahead and make sure I covered up the four easy payments of so much, or the eight easy payments of so much, which I have been known to accidentally miss in the past.
And just for the record, I've never cheated off of that. I just noticed it and I said, yeah, I'm not that good at math that quick. So, but I wanted to make sure. So,
good thing you did mention it, and I looked out for it this time. So I have instructed Ken and Gary to get their cards ready. One would says more and one says less when I describe the item and show it off. And then I'll say ready, reveal, and they'll hold up whether they think the actual sold price is more or less than the price I show on the screen. Now, we're going to have a slight caveat in tonight's game. And that is, we have ended with a couple of ties in the past, and we want to kind of deter from that. It says 1-0 Astros. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's early in the game. All right. So sorry, got sidetracked a little bit there. So we're going to say, Gary, Ken, if you say more or less, guess as close to the actual retail price or the actual sold price as you can. And if you both end up saying less, whoever gets closest to it will get an extra point, or same as more. Now, let's say, Ken, you guess less and the actual answer is less, and your price is, you know, Gary's going to say more. Your price won't come into play there, okay? All right. Everybody understand the rules to the game?
Do you want me to say less on my board and the price so you see it all at one time?
Sure.
Okay.
We can all do right. that. Gary, you do the same. Let me make sure that I have to stop sharing and add it back again.
Now, I told you before the show, Adam, that I watch these games every time you have them. And Gary, you know, being the resident champion every week, it's like, I could beat Gary at every one of these games. I beat him every time. But so we'll see. We'll see what happens here.
We will definitely see. Patrick showed up. What's up? How are you, Patrick Murphy? Thanks for coming in here. Rachel did an excellent game for you. She did. I will throw this out there right now. When I was on Rachel's Live Friday night, she did a game, and that was both creative and difficult. So thank you so much, Rachel, for doing that for me. All right, here we go. The first item on tonight's More or Less is a vintage Viking Vaseline glass mushroom, lime green uranium glass. It is described as being in excellent condition, no chips or cracks. However, there was no description as to the height of this item. I will take a quick second and see if maybe I just missed it, because I still have the original item here. It'll give you some time to think about a price, guys. I listed this at $95, but you need to guess whether you think it's more or less from $95. Nope, they did not put a dimension, a height in this listing. So going off of that, $95, do you think this is more or less? The actual sold price is more or less. And you both ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Reveal. Gary says less, $74.99. And Ken says less at $60. Okay. So you both wrote less. And you said $74.99. And Ken said $60. We're going to go ahead and show this price off. We're going to do it that way, one at a time. So the actual sold price is $110.
Didn't know the Vikings use Vaseline. Wow, who knew?
$110. Is that amazing or what? So no points on the board yet.
All right. Start with a glassware item.
Right.
Of course, of course. And moving right along, the next item might actually fancy someone's attention in the chat. Ooh, it is Gucci. I looked this up by looking up Gucci fanny pack, and this came up. It's a Gucci grained calfskin small Gucci print belt bag. Authenticity guarantee. I think that's supposed to be guaranteed. But it's more like the Louisiana Cajun version of guaranteed.
That's right.
It's guaranteed. So, and the description matched the title in this regard. Ultimately, it's just a Gucci fanny pack, pre-owned, black calfskin leather. My price is $545. $545. But I am wondering what you think it is. Do you believe it is more or less? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right, reveal. All right, so Gary says more, and Ken says less. And the actual price is $600.
Ooh.
So Gary gets a point on that one.
I love finding Gucci. I mean, good luck around where we live, but I never found real Gucci. I found
never.
A pair of Gucci shoes one time and they were tore to, you know, crap. And yeah. I still sold them for like $150. It was incredible.
That's crazy.
I picked them up for like three. It was nuts. Anyway. Yeah,
I would like to say hello to a new face. Best Yet Journey. He's playing along. He said more on the last one, and he said more on this one. He got that right. And then Dragon Value Home is here. How are you, Christopher? Thanks for joining us tonight, my friend.
Good to see you, Christopher. Saw Christopher in a chat earlier. Good to see you back and around, buddy, in the chat.
Absolutely. He says, my fingers are broke. I hope you all understand and forgive me for what's up. I think he's just having a hard time typing. All right. So
Braves just tied it up, by the way. Just wanted to make that known.
Braves tied it up. 1-1. Yep. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. So the Gucci bag sold for $600. That is Gary in the lead with 1 point. The next item in the spirit of Halloween, no pun intended. I came across, now I've seen quite a few regular glow-in-the-dark white ghost face masks. And this one, being that it was orange, really caught my eye. And I thought it was, you know, cool to bring into the show. So this is a Fun World ghost mask. Gen 1, it says, with orange, and it's orange. Now, it says it's Gen 1. Clearly, Gen 1 is the first. It is probably the higher-priced ones. And it does have the picture down at the bottom, which is in the original listing, but I didn't get a screenshot of it, of the inscription on the back of the chin, which actually, believe it or not, quite a few people are showing off their finds of ghost masks and Goodwills, thinking they have hundreds of dollars worth of ghost masks. And I'm trying to help them by, you got to do your research. They're not all, you know, they're not all made the same, right? It does say the cotton shroud is torn in the back. There's a tear in the shroud under the chin. There are very few tiny, very tiny holes in various places throughout the shroud. Now, I've got this item selling at $785. Woo! Gen 1, though, it's going to be pricey, right? So, what do you think? Do you think that the actual sold price is more or less than $785? You ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, reveal. You both say more. All right. So the price will come into play here. 840. Gary, your screen went out. 875 for Ken and 849.99 for Gary. All right. Here we go. The actual sold price is $1,000.
Jeez.
$1,000. So, Ken, you get an extra point on that one. One what for getting it right and one for getting the closest price.
What price did you say again, Ken?
$875.
$875. That was it. I thought for a second it was $850. I was like, did he just beat me by a penny?
That's the true Price is Right guess right there.
Right. Right.
All right. So, Ken pulls in the lead. That's where I wanted to Good throw shot. The pricing game into here. 2-1 now, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is something just straight up my alley. I found this while I was looking for my own Halloween costume this year, which will be the Mandalorian, mind you. This is Ruby's Star Wars The Mandalorian adult costume size large with suit, belt, and mask. I think it's important to note, though, down in the bottom, the listing says that it is missing the cape, otherwise in mint condition. I have this listed for $55, but do you think the actual sold price is more or less than $55? Are you ready?
Not yet. Not yet. Give me okay. one second.
I'm going to look at the real quick. On that last item, we got Best Yet Journey said more. He got that right. Angelo says more. Christopher said less. Angelo said, I pulled eBay comps. That would be a good way to help him out. Best Yet Journey says more. He guesses at 120. Rachel says, I had a phone call. How's this game work? So I list an item and give them a price I think it's going to sell for. And I covered up the actual listing and they get to guess whether it actually sold for more or less than my price. And to get an extra point, if they both guess the same, more or less, whoever gets closest to the retail to the actual price gets an extra point. All right, are you ready now, guys?
Yes.
All right, so the Mandalorian adult costume size large, I say, was $55. Do you think it's more or less? Reveal.
I'm thinking less. I'm
Gary,
thinking less.
Less with $34.99 and Ken Moore with $86. All right. The actual sold price is less at
$31.99.
All right. We've tied this game up. It is now 2-2. All right. So that means it comes down to the very last item. Here we are. A KISS signature record, Dressed to Kill, signed by Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley. Says it has been authenticated by JSA, and it's a 2014 edition, autographed by Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley. This, my dad would absolutely fall out of his seat if I were able to acquire this for his Christmas present. He's a huge, huge music fan. Classic rock and roll being one of his favorites, but not his favorite. And I bet you this would look great hanging on the wall in his man cave, which is covered with paraphernalia like this from the music history. So, gentlemen, a signed Dressed to Kill record from Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley from KISS. I have it listed for $785. $5. Are you ready to reveal?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead and reveal. You think it's more or less? All right. Gary
oh, wow.
says, Gary says less at $499.99. And you both say less. Wow. It's going to come down to the price. $495 versus $499.99. All right. This is exciting. This is exciting.
Can I just say, I think this is my reasoning. It's not signed by the whole band. If it was signed by the whole band, I could see that price, but I may be completely off on that.
Okay.
You know,
well, before we reveal, Angelo says, I saw Kiss twice in 79 and 95.
Nice. I've never seen Kiss. I'd like to see Kiss. I don't know if they still even tour.
Best yet, Journey, I think, is guessing more at $2,850.
Right, oh,
ooh. Are they now? All right. All right. So Ken said less at $495. Gary said less at $499.99. This will be a real Price is Right type win. Here we go. The actual sold price is $624.99. So even though it's still pretty far off, Gary gets both the less and the price win. That is a total of four points for Gary. And
it can't get too much closer than that. It can't get too much closer.
You were neck and neck until the end, boys. That was a great game. Whew. I hope everyone enjoyed that game. I surely enjoyed putting it on for you guys. Excellent, excellent.
Fun. I like it.
We're going to have a lot more games in the future. I think that being that that's one of the more fun parts of the show, I may include that. Who knows? I might have just a straight game night. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll figure that out down the road, right?
That's right. Yep.
Well, Ken, is there any kind of things we got we can expect from you from the YouTube perspective? You got any videos coming up in the near future that you've been working on, or is Santa Claus taking up most of your time right now?
I am going to incorporate some Santa Claus later in the year, but no, I kind of took a break just real quick. I found that YouTube, I was making the videos, and that takes up time, as you know. Mm-hmm. And then watching videos, I watch all the time. And it seemed to start to cut into my production of getting things listed and stuff. So I cut back on that and almost cut it out completely. And then I noticed then my listings went way down. I wasn't really listing anything. So that YouTube was kind of a motivation to list.
Okay.
Not only to have content, to make a video, either outsourcing or listing what sold. So I'm getting ready to get back into making some videos. I'm looking for my local Goodwill bins to open back up here in the fall season towards Christmas. So I'll be able to do a few more videos with that and just kind of get that good balance of watching, producing, and then, you know, taking care of business. You know, the YouTube for me doesn't keep the lights on or food in my belly, so I gotta get listing.
And it's a tough balance, Ken. I know exactly where you're coming from.
So nothing major coming up. I am going to get back into doing some videos here soon. Just being out there, having fun with people, making them smile. Getting towards the holiday season here and get the Santa beard going and just have fun. I nothing super exciting major that, you know, just stay tuned to my channel. If you're subscribed, I don't have a lot of videos yet. And I'm still working at that. I'm usually a guy that's kind of just like, off the wall. And most of my videos, you know, are, I bought this pen for 50 cents at a yard sale and I sold it for.
No way, Ken. I enjoy your shows.
I'm trying to work at that some so and just be a little more free and fun and not just be me. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm working on. The balance for sure is what I need to work on more than anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, whatever puts the bacon on the table is the most important.
Yes.
Gary, what about you? I know you're doing your Dixie Overland story. Yeah. What are you at now? Have you flipped another Jeep recently?
As a matter of fact, I did sell the first one.
There you go.
Yes, thank God. And my wife's so happy too because it's out of the driveway. the guy came.
But you replaced it with another, didn't you?
I did. No, I haven't done that yet. But I do have another one that, let me tell the story about the first one. The first one, the guy came from 2.5 hours away to purchase it. So he brought his trailer with him. We loaded it up on the trailer, and
he does, Jill. He started flipping Jeeps.
Yeah, I did start doing that. And, you know, it starts to become one of those things. You'll never have a clean garage floor after that.
No, you won't. Or not a garage floor or a driveway. You'll have stuff all over the place. And need plenty of cat litter because you're going to need to soak it all up.
Yep. And the thing is that I've got another one that, remember, I think I told you this story a while back that I got from a buddy of mine. Didn't run. So I bought it, you know, relatively cheap from him. And it's running. So I got it running and driving. So that one within probably the next week is going to be listed for sale. And then, you know, Beautiful. Take some of that money and go reinvest it and do it again and do it again, you
That's
know,
it, man.
And all that. And right now, my wife and I are thinking
bigger.
You can
only do one or two at a time unless you got a garage to store them in.
And that's kind of where the bigger thought is coming in. You know, it's like maybe if this starts to take off.
I can't wait to hear that story.
Yeah. So there's that. And of course, you know, with Dixie Overland, you know, we're actually planning a camping trip to go to the Outer Banks in North Carolina around Thanksgiving. So we'll be making a video about that. And I've got a couple other videos that are on deck that I just need to do the final editing on and actually get them posted up. But lately, I've been getting some pretty good traction on some videos. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Great. Oh, man. Jill, Ken, Jill said that y'all need to make a trip to come visit Gary.
Hey, by all means. I got a bedroom you can stay in. And
apparently,
everything.
Jill likes Jeeps.
Oh, she does. I've got a beautiful 95 YJ, 113,000 original miles.
Absolutely.
That I'll sell to you.
Let me highlight this for just a second. Best Yet Journey. I love reselling, but I don't do it yet. I follow you and others, and I'm just learning. I added you sometime back from another live. I do appreciate that. That's a great comment and great feedback. I do appreciate that a whole lot. And it actually brings up what I wanted to make sure everyone knew about was I am growing here quickly, guys. And to help with that growth, I'm doing a giveaway. I've got an active giveaway in my latest video where you could win $50 just by being a subscriber and watching my video and answering a few trivia questions from the video. You know how I am with games, guys. So, you know, watch the video, answer the questions, and you can be in the running for $50. And I'm going to do something similar to that every 50 additional subscribers until I hit 1,000. That's how I'm going to try to get my my motivation and others to motivate to subscribe to me. And so I appreciate you coming out, Best Yet Journey, and hanging out with us tonight. I do appreciate that a lot. Christopher says, pay it forward. Today gave 5 kids costumes away. No way to ship making it in time for Halloween. Best feelings for me anyway. I agree. That is good. Paying it forward for sure. And hey, Evan made it. What's up? Better late than never, I guess. Absolutely. It's good to see you out here, Flippy. We do appreciate you.
I was listing those Forrest Gump shoes that he put on Instagram. Those were awesome. I saw that. Yeah. And magic shows.
Guys. Well, everybody, I do appreciate y'all coming out and joining us tonight for this live and meeting Ken from SSK Promo. His link is in the description below. Do not forget to click on it and go subscribe to him as well. Gary's Dixie Overland video YouTube channel is also linked below in the description. Subscribe to him as well. Go out there, guys. Also, you know, watch their videos, make a comment, do a thumbs up. All of that real interaction helps us out at the channel. And we do sincerely appreciate the support. All right, guys, we're going to cut it off there. We're going to go watch the Braves win game 2 of the World Series.
Got some catching up.
Fingers, everybody.
Yep.
And Ken, thanks again, man. I really appreciate you coming out.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Had a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the chats and maybe get my own content going here soon. So appreciate it, Gary. Nice to meet you in person here, I guess, or at least
live. It's close enough to person as you can. Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you too.
We'll get our reservations for that room to come and see your Jeeps at your house here soon.
It's comfortable.
Dude, Ken, if you were to make it down here, we're gonna make a big interaction of that, man.
That'd be great. Good time for sure.
Excellent. Gary, appreciate you too coming out, co-hosting with me. You're always a good buddy, and I appreciate that, my friend.
Always a pleasure, man.
All right, guys. Y'all stay safe out there and have fun picking. Bye-bye.
Night.
See you, everyone.